I'm KWBU's Caitlin Mills. Today on the Fine Tune Music Series, my conversation with local jazz pianist and author David Wild, who is an instructor at McLennan Community College. David has been a performer for over 45 years in Michigan, San Juan, Los Angeles, Honolulu, and Texas. He also performs in both the Temple and Waco Jazz Orchestras and plays in the Dave Wild Trio around Central Texas. Let's take a listen to his solo performance of My Foolish Heart. At the University of Hawaii, you actually majored in English. So
yes.
How did you get involved with the jazz people in Hawaii to be able to be a part of a
there's
jazz
a, band? There's a normal thing in jazz, and I did that here. I've done that other places. When I moved here in 1994, I gravitated towards the jam session. There was a man who just recently passed, Dave Hibbard. Was a local trumpet player, taught at MCC, was one of the co-founders of the Waco Jazz Orchestra. Mm-hmm. He had a standing jam session on Thursdays at the Hilton. And what you do is you go down and you sit in. And it's a way of saying, hey, I know what this is, and I know how to play this, you know, and I want to play with you guys. And you'll wind up getting hired. I kind of did the same thing in Hawaii. I went and sat in with people and by being yelled at and said, nah, you got to learn that. You know, I learned how to do some of these things. You know, it kind of it sparked my interest. I also studied with some people in Hawaii. I studied with a fairly obscure jazz piano player named Ernie Washington, who had roots back in the 40s in Philadelphia. In the era when Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie were like major figures. He knew those guys. So I studied some with him. And, you know, with that, I got connections and I started playing.
Was it nerve-wracking the first time you played in?
It probably was, but it's been so long, I don't care anymore.
It's
always a stressful thing because you're sitting down playing with people and jazz is largely improvised. So if you're going to get a job playing with a small group at a military club, they're going to call a tune. They're going to say, you know, let's play Stella by Starlight. And you're supposed to know it, know how to play it, without having music in front of you necessarily.
So what is the jazz community like in Central Texas?
It's got fairly deep foundations. I've only been here since 94. I've met a lot of the people here. But there was a major jazz thing going on here back in the 50s. There were little bands that played. And I've worked with a lot of those people, unfortunately, have passed. But I played with a lot of musicians that have been around here from, you know, the 50s and 60s that were just good players.
Can you name a few?
Nick Claris, the drummer who was a drummer with the Waco Jazz Orchestra, has played drums around here forever. Ed Burleson was the bass player with Waco Jazz Orchestra and was also an active musician here. Joe Johnson was a judge. Judge Joe was in charge of Waco Jazz Orchestra at one point, but did a lot of things with bands around here. There was a Haskett Burleson, kind of a commercial jazz group, a big band. And Bill Haskett was a trombone player who teaches at MCC.
So is it like because there are several colleges here that have these programs?
No, I just think it was back in those days because back in those days, the colleges probably did not do anything with jazz.
Oh, okay.
That's a relatively recent phenomenon. For a while, there was a reunion once a year of these guys, and they would all come back from wherever they'd moved off to and play like a jam session over here.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of those folks have, you know, their children got into it too, which is kind of interesting. The oldest member of the Waco Jazz Orchestra, it's not me, is Tommy Riggs, who's like in his late 80s now and is still playing, which is amazing.
Yeah.
That gives me a lot of confidence, you know. I can do this for another 20, 30 years. So there's this community of players that, you know, have been doing this for a while.
Yeah.
That's kind of underlying who's playing here. There's a lot of people that have moved in here from other places that are now playing. Either the college attracts them or just, you know, what's going on attracts them.
You can learn more about David and the Central Texas jazz scene online at kwbu.org, where you can find other artist spotlights for the KWBU Fine-Tuned Music Series.